Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
No Bachman.
Did Bachman, well, what happened was that at the news station, all the computers exploded at the news station.
Yeah, there was so too much news.
Do we know that's what happened?
So Bachman's not here, and we think it's because at the in his hometown, they must have caught a really big fish. So everyone is like losing
this
their
is,
mind.
Like, a lot of news stories.
Yeah.
The computers are smoking, like, because it's just like too much. So he's having to run around and, like, fix them, like, go from one computer to the next.
There was too much notable entertainment, weather, and sports going on.
Yeah, exactly. The local news was popping off.
The fucking local hog farm probably caught, like, you know, two hogs.
Pandemonium at the hog farm.
My guess is that they did a news story, a local news story flavor kind of thing on his cool tech deck tricks, and that they have now made him king.
Yeah,
what's the Ice Town?
They, like, pressed him. Oh, yeah.
He's currently doing an Ice Town from the hit show Parks and Rec, it's tech deck themed, and he's old.
Yeah, they pressed him into performing for the mayor.
Yeah, I think he's actually getting adrenochromed right now for the mayor.
Yeah, it was like they lured him in by saying he was just going to do tech deck tricks.
Yeah,
but
and to get his adrenochrome out, they keep threatening to break a tech deck, and he says no!
And then the fear.
Yeah. So that's why Bachman's not here today. Also, he got ate by a big fish.
Yeah, that was the local news.
That was the local. Sorry, guys. But I have to ask you guys a question. Let's say in college or when you first got out of college or whatever, you're an adult, right? And you live with your roommate. And for whatever reason, maybe it's a tech deck injury, who knows? They're about your same age, about your same, like, socioeconomic background, things like that. You're not super great friends with them, but you really like them as, like, a roommate, whatever. There's no sexual feelings, whatever.
Your buds.
Your buds. What if their fingers get smashed? For whatever, like, they get, like, an accident.
Yeah.
And they're like, can you jack me off?
No.
I don't have hands. Would you do it?
That is
you can
not
still use your stumps.
Like, no. Yeah, you can, come on.
It's too full. It hurts you like this.
And so it's like a temporary thing. Just until, like, I get my use of my arms and fingers back.
That's all it is.
I don't think that's a roommate's duty.
I know it's not, but.
But would you be a bro?
Would you bro out and be like, help
would you
bro
be a
out?
Bro, and give your bro job.
Yeah, maybe they didn't ask for mouth, but you're gonna be like, I'm not gonna not use my mouth.
It's the golden rule, like, do unto others as you would like done unto you.
No one wants a hand job.
Wait, what is this, eighth grade? I assume. I don't know.
The thing is that I feel like I can believe that there's a person, like, there's two dudes out there who can convince themselves this is not gay if they use, like, one of those, like, cock sleeves or whatever. Like, I'm not touching you.
No, they just use the fleshlight.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I meant. That's
okay,
what
well, what about this?
I forgot the word for fleshlight called a cock sleeve, which is horrible.
I mean, cock sleeve is still fine. It just makes it
I
sound.
I was like, I just assumed it was some other thing that I didn't know
I don't
about.
Know where, I don't know where that came from, and I apologize for it.
Well, then you'd have to clean it. Would you clean it for your bro?
No, he's on his own.
I would put it in some hot water and vinegar and let them sort it out. They can clean it.
No, they can't.
Yeah, their fingers are all bashed up.
Put it in the dishwasher.
Are they cleaning me? Are they paying me?
Are they cleaning me?
At this point, no. But,
But I mean, could they? Is there room for payment in the future?
Wow.
Well, I see here who's a real one and who's not. So.
I see here who
listen, if you
be
pay
a
me,
true
I'll do
friend.
It.
Yeah, I was going to bash my fingers when you guys came over. And
see
just to see who would jack you off first.
And then it was like, why not Jennifer?
Like, I'm
not doing that. He broke his fingers as a joke.
He's a joke. Yeah, he'll never learn if you do it for him.
All right, then.
Previously on Greetings Adventures. Hey, you want this, like, comic book? It has some titty in it.
What kind of titty?
What kind of titty you like?
Which kind of titty you got?
Dragon titty.
Yeah, pass.
I mean, human titty. Bugbear titty?
Pass.
What about ant titty? Would you like that?
Oh, dick got titty.
Why are we talking about this?
I don't think dick got titty.
What about Uncle Titty?
Talk to me. What'd you say, Uncle Titty?
Radical. All right, we're going to come get you tonight. We should probably figure something to call you. How about Jamichael?
I'm gonna send you away, and you're gonna, you know, give us a loose follow. But I need you to show up strategically as Beholder Doodle, so I can kind of throw him off the trail.
So you know that you are a bit larger than me.
We're getting ready to leave town. Ratma's gone. Everything's going to hell. I'll see you on the other side.
So here's the thing. We're leaving town. Welcome to come along.
I'll get my stuff.
Is it hot in here? Or is it just you?
So you remember that incubus?
Yeah.
We dealt with? Well, he's still here. And he's trapped under Ratma's bed.
Hey, you know, some say I'm a loose end. I gotta get wrapped up, you know?
Maybe you could keep an eye on our little incubus buddy.
Oh, we could, like, unleash him upon the OT when they least expect it.
Rourke goes and puts her face right up next to the trunk, and she just says, a day hasn't gone by that I haven't thought about you. And then she, like, takes and she writes what they're planning to do and slips it inside the trunk.
Oh, no.
Find me.
Night falls on the 15th day.
We want to be somewhere private when I cut the collar off. We need to leave the collar somewhere.
The edge of the water.
Yeah. So it just, like, floats up on shore.
Yeah, and I have the clippers.
No turning back.
Actually, Screech, do you want to do it?
Screech does it.
You feel okay. And you hear from a nearby tree, hark, what has happened here? And it appears to be Beholder Doodle in a tree.
Yo! Holy shit. Hey, what's up, Beholder Doodle? Good to see you.
Nice of you to join us.
Screech says, hello, Beholder Doodle. It is good to see you.
So does this Beholder Doodle look normal, Michael? I mean...
You can roll perception.
Oh, yeah. Actually, because Salim would for sure be like...
Anyone who wants to.
I mean, Chuck has good perception, but he, like, I'm just going to use my passive perception, if that's okay.
It'd be very funny if Salim couldn't figure out what was going on here.
Mm-hmm.
I rolled a 2 plus 5, so I got a 7. So Rourke is just very into, oh my god, Beholden Doodle!
Hmm.
Well, Nika, if you thought you rolled bad, I also rolled a 2, and my perception is only a plus 4. Got a 6, and I'm like,
yep,
looks like Beholder Doodle to me.
Michael, my passive perception is 18, but I'm not rolling because I see this guy.
You see him.
But, you know, maybe as I'm looking at him passively, I'm like,
You think that he looks like he's lost a great deal of weight.
You're looking good.
His costume is quite baggy.
Okay. Beholder Doodle, my gods, you need to get some meat on you. Have you been training for our escape?
Yes, I have been training for our escape, but I shall be away now, and I shall see you, I shall be looking after you, and I shall intermittently see you every once in a while.
Hell yeah.
Okay, good evening.
Does he go in the tree, or does he just walk away?
He hides behind the tree, and then...
Wow, genuine celebrity, huh?
Celine is looking back and forth between Screech and Beholder Doodle. This is causing, like, much more mental disturbance than it is for everyone else. She also just had her collar cut off, so I think that she is just like, no, I must be... dissociating. I didn't. This isn't real. This is a vision. that I'm seeing because of the trauma of the situation, the stress. As she, like, stares into the distance, holding the broken pieces of her collar.
All right, throw that shit on the bank.
Okay. Okay, I can do this. And Celine, like, is, like, moving around, like, she's trying to, like, find, like, she puts it down and then is, like, and then, like, moves it slightly into, like, a different place on the bank.
Would you want me to do it?
No. I think this place is good, right? If I just, like, put it here like
this. Actually, that's a bad place, but, but choose whatever you think makes sense, but that is a bad place.
Where should I?
Just over there. Come on. I mean, it's pretty obvious that that's a much better place than the one you chose.
Silly moves it generally to the area where.
Perfect.
Okay.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Okay.
Well, we gotta fucking go. Who knows what with the OT being so goddamn close. You know, that's not you anymore. Good for you. Wow. What can come up to it?
And, I'm not OT.
You can passively freak out as we kind of do a freak out and walk and run.
Yeah, I'm just gonna follow you guys and like. Yeah, I'm not going to be paying attention. You know, this is a lot right now for me.
Well, Beholder Doodle's over watching us, protecting us, so I bet we're going to be fine.
Yeah.
Yes, ha ha ha, says Screech Echo.
And Celine looks at Screech and makes eye contact with him, eyebrow raised.
Screech, you must be starstruck. You're usually not around when he comes by.
Yes, this was unusual. I'm Screech Echo.
What's wrong with you?
You sound weird.
What are you?
I was like, is this Screech or is this someone else? Is this Gertie?
Who is this?
Like, well, you're an imposter.
Yeah, we thought Screech. I love us for very much. No, we don't need to come up with any explanation of why the person's missing.
Yeah.
We just know what to do. Then they're gone. Like, I would like to talk to
a lot. It's more that it's funny to make Michael do it for a little bit.
Yeah, we can have both, right?
Yeah.
You know, we can we can enjoy our ability to disappear and just have our characters be there and know that you guys will handle it with care. And we can be rowdy bad boys.
Yeah.
It's true.
And give Michael a hard time.
Yeah, we're razzing you, Michael.
Yeah, give me shit.
Yeah. But yeah, we head to the various secret doors to pick up Jermichael.
Okay, you head to the key.
As soon as I get to the final door, probably the first door, if you think about it, I look back out in the town. Oh, okay. And then I run down the stairs with the rest of the crew.
Can we go through who is here? Who is with us?
Me.
I'm Chuck, a level 6.
20.
Hobgoblin cleric. Level 20 cleric. I did not bring a plus one.
Yeah, Celine does not have a plus one.
Might as well say you're everything.
I'm Celine, level 6, human sorcerer, former member of the OT, current furry player.
Outlaw.
Current outlaw.
Rourke is here, a half orc, level 6, also bard. Mm-hmm. No plus one.
So it's just us four, it sounds like, right?
I think so.
I want to say Gertie is there as well.
Gertie, yeah. I feel like Gertie's here. Yes, that's a good point.
Gertie was offered a spot.
Okay.
Okay.
And Gertie wants it. Milton Graves, though, not. He left last episode.
Right.
Oh.
He's gone.
Yeah, so I guess it's just five of us. Is that correct? And who knows what zany characters will come down the pipe. Anything can happen.
Five. Underground. Five with message. Well, and then once we add Jermichael, it'll be 6.
Yeah.
And then messages for 2 further people.
Yeah.
One of them being an incubus.
Hell yeah.
And who knows? I mean, who knows who's out there, you know?
And who knows who will find it? You know, maybe our least favorite or the lowest tier NPCs out there. Maybe the old men, the weck tiers of the Kickstarter. Like, I want this guy to show up again. The young guy from the hunting lodge. That's my bitch.
I want the jokester back.
The jokester! Oh, God.
What if he does?
I personally love the jokester.
I do too.
Speaking of jokester, I should contact our Kickstarters and find out who our two angels of death want to kill off. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Who knows?
Who knows? So we go in the fucking hole.
Yeah.
Okay. You go in. You go into the keep. The guards usher you through. They take you downstairs. You go into the alchemical lab, and you go through that secret door, mm-hmm. and you find Jermichael.
Jermichael, you looking good? Hey, man. I love your catchphrase.
Hey, man.
Emma, what's happening?
Are you all packed up?
Yeah, I got ready to go.
Nice. All right. Can you remind us how big this dude is?
Horse size.
Perfect. When we go to walk, does he go all fours? Is he hind legs?
Is he like the Game of Thrones wing-a-ling with little little clawsies on the end of his wings that are also his legs?
I love those dragons, but if everyone else likes those, then I'm very happy to have those be our dragons.
I don't like those. I think he should have wings and arms.
I like wings and arms.
Yeah, I like wings and arms.
Well, we know what Jermichael looks like.
Oh, bring him up.
There's no way to know.
No, he's our logo.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, no, he definitely has hands then.
Wait, does that mean we named him? We really did name him Jermichael?
Kind of.
I kind of hate Jermichael for the icon, but I do like it for the character, so... One step forward, one step back.
Yeah, I don't think it needs to be for the... But anyway.
This is one version of Jermichael.
Yeah,
who knows what that
one
is, you know?
I like that. That's good. I don't want to, like, kick him while he's down, but he does not walk straight. He's, he gets up. He's trying...
Whoa.
Is he, like, swerving in a way that he's, like, hitting the wall as he's walking?
Hey, stop it.
Yeah.
Is he, like, ping-ponging?
You bashed up against this cabinet, making a lot of glasses shudder on their top. It's giving David sick things to, like, go off, God. You know.
I don't understand what's happening.
Is that a guy or falcon I hear?
Oh, yeah, so he's swaying back and forth.
Do you want to put a hand on my shoulder?
Is he, like, okay?
I don't know.
I mean, he's walking on all fours.
Okay.
And he's still swaying like that.
You look like a goddamn cartoon. I'm laughing over here. I'm loving this over here.
Look at that.
Look at that stuff.
He can't fucking walk.
Yeah, Chuck's going to turn into the dad that's like, I don't want to adopt the Arena dragon. And then as soon as we get the Arena dragon, this is my best friend.
Yeah, you're like holding it like completely in your arms. It's like sitting in your lap.
Jermichael sleeps in the bed.
We catch him giving Jermichael little kisses on the forehead.
I bet you'd give Jermichael treats.
Yeah, he needs him.
He needs it. He likes it. Doritos are good for him.
Yeah. So you go to the door.
We go to the door. Take the key out and kind of look at the door? Is it spooky?
It has etchings about its face and whatnot, and it doesn't look like it belongs here. Mm,
gotcha.
It's weird.
I slide the key in.
It turns like a well-oiled lock.
Hell yeah. Well, if we all die today, it's been a weird 15 days, but yeah. It's been fun, I guess. Ish. I don't know.
Let's hope I don't regret it.
You're pointing over turn.
She's like touching her neck, and her neck is like even more pale than the rest of her. Like she does not have a tan, but like you pick up a little color just existing in the world.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, push the door open, Michael.
Push the door open, and like it, there's like a sucking sound as like, you know, like you've just broken some sort of seal.
Pringles can.
And air rushes past you.
And it sounds like five milk jugs fell on the ground.
don't make David have to buy five milk jugs.
There's a very stale, old, dusty smell coming from deeper down. But yeah, more stairs going down through this door.
Okay, I want to make a perception check to make sure everything's A-okay. That's a 12, Michael.
I mean, it seems like the stairs are steady enough.
Okay.
They're carved into the earth. Everything seems, you don't seem in any immediate danger.
Mm-hmm. What's the humanoid made to natural quotient going on here?
That's a great question. These are man-made steps. So coming into here was mostly natural.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. Are the walls and ceiling man-made, or is it just like steps inside it, like a natural cave?
Yeah, like someone came in here, carved this out, made this door.
Wow, this must have taken a long ass time. Great, great work.
And I guess we have like really no idea how old it is. Mm-mm. I would imagine fairly old, but.
At least older than Rourke, you know?
Yeah.
Whoa. That's like ancient.
That's so old. We continue forward, it sounds like.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You go deeper and deeper. It's dark. Screech doesn't have goggles.
He doesn't?
No, because he gave them to Beholder Doodle.
What? Why?
Because they're for Beholder Doodle, I guess. I don't know. This is a decision I feel like I shouldn't make.
He's so stupid.
I'm so excited how mad he's going to get for like a section of the plan that he thought was going to work didn't. And he's like, well, your town should have caught such a big-ass fish.
I mean, theoretically, if we're not super scared about, you know, like being super hidden down in this cave, I could... You know, we could do a torch or something.
Yeah, I think that's fine. Mm. You know, if like me and Rourke are at the front and Screech is in the back middle. Yeah. Jermichael, can you see down here? It's pretty crap and dark.
What? Hey,
Hey, man.
Hey, yeah, I see good. I smell good. I see good.
You like the smell down here?
Oh, it smells nice. You smell that?
It smells bad, but okay, whatever. Well, it's not bad, I guess. Sorry.
It smells like old dust.
Okay.
He loves dust.
He loves this stuff.
Sorry, Michael, I think you already told us this, but how old is Michael? Do we know this?
We went over this in great detail last time.
Yeah, he's like old, right?
He's 100-something dragon years.
Okay, that's right. Okay.
And then
okay.
A dragon year is 365 dragon days.
Right.
So we really didn't get very far with that.
Well, pretty sure it's the same, but...
It's old. Okay, he's not like 2 years old.
Right.
He's definitely the size of a more adolescent dragon, but what does that mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He's a teen.
Yeah. Cool.
Well, we'd love to adopt teens.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want to adopt them if it's adult.
They're old enough to take care of themselves, really.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. I take my shield out and I just continue forward. You know what I'm saying?
Whenever I feel like there may be something happening like 10 minutes ahead of us, I'd cast Bardic Inspiration on people.
So you can run out of it and like. 8 minutes.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, like if I think something's gonna happen within 10 minutes, then I'm gonna.
Oh, I got it. You're readying the action.
You're readying.
Yes.
If anything fucky happens, Michael,
I've got it ready.
Rourke's ready.
Yeah, it goes, and then make something happen in the next 10 minutes, please.
Yeah. Does Rourke have anxiety like you have any anxiety? Because this feels very anxiety inducing.
I think yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I can see that. I mean, this is it's a scary cave.
Mm-hmm.
Tunnel, passage.
Gertie says, I can hold the torch if anyone wants me to hold the torch.
Jesus Christ.
Gertie, if you hold the torch, then people will see us. If people see us, they'll come here. And if they come here, they'll want to ask us questions. If they ask us questions, then we have to answer those questions. Have you ever answered questions, Gertie? Have you ever answered any questions?
Stop it. Stop it. Stop. Gertie, stand in the back with Shreech. We keep those of us can see in the dark in the front so that we don't announce our coming, what with you guys not being able to see. I mean, Celine's a human. She can see in the dark. Can you still see in the dark? Anything weird? Should you try to do a magic?
I mean, maybe. That's actually a...
Push me.
Okay. I try to do my telekinetic shot. I mean, this might not work because it's like a straight save.
Let's go. I'm not that strong.
Why? You're fucking huge.
Yeah, I'm big.
Oh my God, it'd be really funny if Celine just like fucking knocks you over.
Why Celine just threw my dad into the wall?
Oh!
I feel like that's how, like, I was like, normally Rourke would fight me, but I don't think that Rourke would fight Celine.
Not like this.
So wait, it's a...
No.
It's a strength save, you said?
Uh-huh.
That's a 15.
Not like this.
Not like this.
It's a DC 15 save.
Meet you beat, baby. So I feel it, and then I almost stop, and I push into it, like, gotta... Maybe when you get a little older, and then I tussle your hair a little bit. But that being said, you did push the fuck out of me, and I almost took a tumble. But you didn't.
Okay, so it works. Still, wow. I feel normal. I mm-hmm. feel magical.
I will say, the fact that Chuck tussled someone else's hair.
I was like, that's my dad!
I'm Chuck's daughter! That's my dad!
You're gonna wake up with scorpions in your bed.
I'm gonna wake up with like a hunk of my hair cut in like not a good way.
Oh, Jesus.
There's sausage rolls in your fist ready to eat.
I dyed your hair blue. Now who has blue hair? You do.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Being a large and handsome hero means more than crushing your enemies while defending the common folk. It means having a frank discussion with yourself about erectile dysfunction. I never go into battle without my trusty sword of radiant mercy. So why would I try to treat my ED without the aid of Hims? I don't have time to leave the dungeon to schedule a doctor's appointment in order to treat my ED, and with Hims, I don't have to. Through Hims, you can access affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your camp or a couch. The process is simple and all online. Might as well be magic. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or even generic alternatives that are up to 95% cheaper, saving you a lot of gold. Would I have vanquished the Arch Lich of Scarlet Miasma if I didn't take a potion of major healing? Of course not. Each battle requires its own solution, and that of course includes your sexual health. Join me and hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and start your quest to vanquish your ED today. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
And now let's take a quick adventuring break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid. But as I got older, I wanted to watch out for all the sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but with high protein and less sugar. I couldn't decide which flavor to try out, so I went for the variety pack to get a little taste of everything, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Each pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories per serving. With Magic Spoon being high protein, keto-friendly, gluten, grain, and soy-free, what's not to love? My favorite was the fruity and peanut butter. It really hits the spot when I need something that's crunchy and delicious, and whenever I deserve a little treat. Go to magicspoon.com/greetings to grab a variety pack and try it today. Also, be sure to use our promo code GREETINGS at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/greetings and use code GREETINGS to get $5 off.
I keep going forward, and I'm like, God damn, and I'm favoring my shoulder that was holding the shield as he was mightily pushed.
Got his ass.
Whoa.
Old football injury, that's all.
So you keep going down. It's like a switchback? Is that what they call us when the stairs go back and forth?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Underground switchback? That's so scary.
This must be really steep.
It's very steep. And there's, you know, you hear water trickling.
Does it sound like a gentle, like, solid stream or just like a little delicate cave stream?
At this point, it's drip, drop, drip, drop.
I think it sounds like popping bubble wrap covered in pudding. Good luck with that
one. I like that. It sounds like, I feel like, is there lava nearby that's bubbling?
Ooh, yeah, like just like, blah, 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 like the pudding.
But as you go further, there's more and more to the point where there's actually, so this is it's a pretty wide stairway, right? It looks like a lot of people can get up and down, and it's not like you can't like look over the side and fall for 1,000 years.
Got it. But we can tell that it's switching back and shit.
Right. Cause you're basically like changing direction every little bit.
Got it.
But after a while, it's almost like a little stream forming down the middle of the stairs.
Hope someone else didn't try to flood the mine. Uh-oh.
Who? What else would do that?
Do you think someone else overheard our plans?
Maybe. I mean, it's probably just a natural thing, but
it looks like it's been like over the years and years and years. It's actually worn like a groove down the sort of middle of the stairs. And it's getting a little slippery.
Okay. Ooh. Okay.
Like you're getting a little nervous with Jermichael because he's
Jesus
Christ. He's getting a little wobbly.
He's got 4 legs, but there's always one of them slipping at any given time.
It looks like a dog walking on the ice.
Yeah.
A dog walking on ice with booties on.
Oh, sad. You need to get him like sticky shoes so he won't wobble so much.
Get some crampons.
Yeah, we need some crampons.
He needs some crampons.
Does he need Midol too?
Actually, can I have everyone do a dexterity check? I guess acrobatics or athletics check.
Acrobatics or athletics are choosing?
Yeah.
10 even.
18. 3. And I feel like I would be remiss in not mentioning that I rolled a 1 also.
So Jermichael goes,
no.
he's sliding back and forth, and then he's just all the legs give out at once.
Oh shit!
And he's just going down the steps. He takes out Gertie.
Oh, shit!
But Rourke does like a pirouette over the top, grabs Gertie, and holds on to Gertie. And then Jermichael gets down to Chuck.
Uh-oh.
Chuck grabs on and is able to hold him just a little bit. And he's slipping. He's sliding backwards. But it looks like he's just going to make it when Celine comes flying through and takes both of you guys out.
Yes!
And so you're zooming down the steps now, the three of you.
Okay.
Oh, where's Screech? I just gotta roll for him.
Actually, it would be five of us, right?
Well, no, because like you guys didn't fall.
Yeah, Rourke made it and saved, and then I saved Gertie. You were gonna be okay, but then Celine took your legs out, so.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. So it is just us three. Thank you. I was confused.
Chuck, Celine, and Jermichael are zipping down the stairs, and you're coming down towards the end, you know, where it switches back, and you're like, oh god, and you're about to crash into the wall, and you go right through it.
No.
It's like it's made out of biscuits or something, and you go right through it, and then you're sliding down like a slide.
Wait. So is it made from biscuits or is it nothing?
It is like very thin. But it is, you did go through. It's not like magic. It's not like an illusion. So you actually broke through a thing.
And we blasted through it.
And now, and then you start sliding down like a, what appears to be some sort of slide.
No!
Like,
what the fuck is happening?
And you're just, you're rocketing down.
Oh, you're like zipping down.
You son of a bitch.
I gotta do something.
Well, if you kill all of us, I'm gonna kill you.
Mage hit.
What are you gonna mage hit?
Yeah, I don't think mage hit.
Just keep telekinetically shoving Michael to Michael's face.
Yeah, I shove like in front of me to stop my momentum. Mm-hmm. Is there anything to like grab onto or?
You can try.
Why can't I like talk my way out of this problem? Yeah, let me do an acrobatics check to try to grasp onto something as I'm falling to slow my descent.
Mm. Do it.
Problem is, all my dice betray me. Oh. This time, 18.
You are able to grab on to a rocky outcropping, and Chuck and Jermichael just zip right by you.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, I assume you're picking up speed because you're so heavy.
How dare.
Well, but you and Jermichael, you're both big.
How dare. Michael, can I do an athletics or acrobatics check to try to just like.
You bet your ass you can.
Get on Jermichael's back, like steadily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is a dirty 10.
You kind of clamber onto his back, but you don't feel super secure.
Yeah.
But he does kind of like nudge you on there.
Sorry if this is too forward, but I don't want to die.
Woohoo! and then the ground is gone.
Shit, do those wigs work? Please, oh God, oh God.
But then you splash as you land in some sort of water, Chuck.
Okay.
And then you realize, oh, it's actually, it's like 5 feet.
Okay, and does Jermichael break all of his legs from doing what my mom warned me about?
He kind of glided you down a little bit.
Aww.
Yeah, I probably do the thing where I fall into the water, panic, think I'm drowning, and then stand up. I'm like, wow. Where the fuck are we?
Haggis, how far away am I from the bottom, and how far away am I from the people that didn't fall down?
So, based on, you've got dark vision and stuff, so you could probably see, it looks like this sort of slide goes about 100 more feet, and then it just, the bottom drops out. You did hear a splash, though.
Oh, shit. Rourke, I think that there's some water down here. I'm gonna investigate. And then I, like, start, like, slowly, like, slat, you know, scooching down on my butt to get down there.
Yeah, Rourke, are you doing anything? You just saw your three of your buddies go crashing through a wall.
Yeah, I think I'm going to follow them.
Okay.
I don't know if that's a good idea, but I think that, like, my first reaction would just be to run after my my friends and family.
Yeah.
Screech goes, I'll stay here with Gertie.
Of course you would. You're never any help.
You go on, though. I hope Beholder Doodle shows up.
Me too. He's actually cool. I like him and
quality. Bear koala. What the fuck was his name?
You can go. They're right there. There's the hole.
Rourke goes, but she's still trying to figure out the name.
Drop bear! Drop bear!
And I assume, like, Rourke, like, catches up to Celine, like, scooting in a scared way down the slide.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you'll be catching up to Celine in seconds if you're just sliding down. Are you just sliding down, or what are you doing?
I would really like to take this opportunity to be super cool. And can my acrobatics role please continue on through this, Michael?
This is a whole different thing.
No, this is like mere seconds.
Well, so here's the only issue with that.
Okay.
That wouldn't give you a chance to fail. And then if you fail, then something bad will happen, which will give me joy.
Okay. Shall I make a roll? And then from there, if I succeed, I'll say what I was going to do. And if I fail, then I'll say what I was going to do. But you say maybe what really happened. We'll clue end this.
Okay, great. I love this.
Fuck. Okay, I rolled a 16 plus a 5, 21. So.
Oh, that succeeds.
Amazing. So Rourke sees the calamity that's happening and puts their guitar mandolin thing on the ground and like skateboards down and looks so fucking cool coming the whole way. And then like if possible, I will find some way to like secure like some rope or whatever so that they can like use it to get down and slide down in an easy and safe manner. And then I'll zoom down to the bottom.
Wow.
So you're doing the rope first?
Well, as I'm going down, like I've got the rope attached to, I don't know, a stalactite, stalagmite, one of those.
Oh, God. Okay. So you tied it before you went down.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Because that makes a lot more sense than you tying it as you
go. Yes. Yeah.
So I guess, yeah, you come zipping down.
You jump up in the air. You land on your guitar. It is obliterated.
No! Like,
but it looks so cool. And then there's a new one that I pull out of my backpack. Where does it come from? Who knows? Is it a bag of holding? It's not.
So yeah, so and then you've got, I assume, plenty of rope, right?
Yes, so much rope.
It'd be really funny if she ran out of it and then she got rope on her hands.
Oh, shit, that would suck. Ouchies.
So Celine and Rourke can just slide down.
Woo!
Right?
Nice.
I mean, why wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, once Rourke goes by me, I stop scooting on my butt like a dog and use the rope to go down.
Oh, we should have got you some new clothes.
Oh, damn.
I didn't have time. Didn't have time. Damn. I'll have to get him on the road.
Damn. Because you look weird.
What? John is yelling this from the water. You look weird.
You kind of look like a cult member.
Who's that weird guy up there? I didn't recognize you without your necklace.
I mean, I don't really recognize myself without the necklace either. So, okay, so we get to the bottom. Chuck? Oh, you're okay.
Am I okay, Michael DeMauro?
You're fine. You're great.
Woo! What's the temperature of this water? Is it weirdly warm and I like it?
Is it a spring fed?
It is chilly.
If it's chilly, I would try to find a bank or whatever.
To get out.
So imagine like the water is like sprinkling down in kind of the middle of this sort of big room. But as you go towards the edges of this large cavern, it slopes upward until you are back on dry land.
Okay. Yeah. And I will kind of like, hey, come drop down. Be careful. It's not as deep as you might think. But come over to where I am and then you'll be able to, be safe.
I cannonball into it and then run over. It's the first time I've had a bath in days.
Yeah, I guess Celine is like, there's no other way than to go in the water. Is there any other, could I try to crawl? No, okay. Celine is looking around everywhere like there's got to be another option. She finally is like,
Celine, just come in. It's so fun.
Learn to fly.
I take my shoes off and I hold them above my head and go in the water.
All right. You've all gone through the murky water. You do see one exit in this room. One natural tunnel.
One way out.
One way out. I head to it.
Yeah.
That was kind of fun. I'm glad we didn't die.
That was awesome. What are you talking about? I would totally go do that again.
I could have done without the fall down the stairs, personally. But
yeah, we're all very dirty, even without water. We're Screech.
He stayed up at the top because...
Classic him.
I don't remember why he said. I think he was going to, like, keep watch, or maybe he was just going to stay up there.
I think Gertie's with him.
Yeah, Gertie was staying with him, too. And I said, that's typical you.
Yeah, nice. Get a high five roar.
Yeah!
Get his ass. All right, well, now we don't need a torch, so we can just head on ourselves. You good, Jermichael? You didn't break anything in that tumble?
Nah, I'm good, bro.
Hey, man.
So wait, but how are we going to get back with them?
Well...
We have the rope going up. We can just use it to climb.
Yeah, we'll look a little ahead, and then
we can come back.
Yeah, then I can make my voice loud as shit, and I can tell them to come down.
Your dad voice? Hey, get here! Come over here!
That's how my thaumaturgy works.
You know, he has that whistle.
Oh my god, that super loud whistle.
Oh my god, I wish.
It's scary.
I can't do that.
You can't do that, Michael?
No.
God, I'm glad. I don't ever want to hear that whistle again.
Not a real dad.
It's too loud.
It's like, I don't respect you, but I love you more.
So you're just kind of checking out the area.
Yeah.
Boy, it's a good thing you did, because you hear the skittering of feet.
No.
How many feet?
A bunch.
Feet, claws, appendages?
It sounds like 1,000 needles falling on a glass serving tray.
I bet that would actually sound really good if they were small needles.
Yeah, that sounds like ASMR.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I decided that one to be nice instead of bad.
I like that one. I just listen.
You hear it's like...
I don't like that.
I got the heebie-jeebies.
I want to kind of get everyone near me, and then I... put my hand to the ground, and I want to cast Spirit Guardians.
Yes, that sounds so cool.
What does that do?
You know what? I'll tell you what it does, my friend. You call forth spirits to protect you. They flit around you a distance of 15 feet for the duration. If you are good or neutral, their spectral form appears to be appears angelic. When you cast a spell, I'm good, so that's what it looks like. When you cast a spell, you can designate any number of creatures you can see to be unaffected by it. My homies, right here. And then I'll be like, I guess Screech and Gertie, just in case. And then I'm like, I tell the magic spell. I want to protect. Screech is allowed. And Beholder Doodle. And the magic's like, what the fuck are you talking about? I don't think it works that way. Anyways, and affected creatures, speed is halved in the area, and when the creature enters the area for the first time or starts a turn there, it must make a wisdom saving throw. On a failed save, the creature takes 3d8 radiant damage. On a successful save, the creature takes half as much. So basically, I call forth these little angelic spirits floating around me that are like swirling around all of us. Like, all right, if anyone tries to like get us, they'll get bashed by my angelic protectors here.
Holy shit. I imagine they're like little cherubs with their like butts out.
With their little moist ass.
Yeah, their little wet asses.
Yeah.
You feel momentarily safe until everything goes completely dark.
Oh shit, but Michael, I have dark vision.
Even so, there's a magical darkness upon you.
No!
But Michael, I'm a warlock now, and I can see in the dark, I've decided.
What?
I'm kidding. Yeah, Chuck's screaming. There's no other way around it.
I gotta check something.
Everyone roll initiative.
Yeah, what, Michael?
Michael, you prick.
Oh shit, I think that's a nat 20.
It is, I got a nat 20. It has, it's one of those dice that has a little symbol on it, and so instead I can't.
Oh, you rolled a 1.
I rolled a nat 20. They have a 1 on there.
Oh, 19, Michael DeMauro, for my friend Chuck here.
I got a 9.
All right. Rourke.
Yes.
You go first.
Whoa, why would you say that?
Because you roll so good.
I cast invisibility on everyone.
Whoa.
Just the three of us. God damn it. I can't do it on Jermichael. Never mind. I don't cast that. I will instead do my bardic inspiration. Since it's a bonus action, can I do one as a bonus action, then one as my action?
Rules is written, no, but it's DM fiat. if I'm using that term correctly.
What are you trying to do?
Bardic inspiration. Basically, I want to be able to give Chuck and Celine the inspiration dice.
Oh, so you're okay. So it's a bonus action, and you're saying you want to use it twice, basically.
Yeah. So one would be the bonus action, and then the other I would use as my actual action, and then that would be it.
So as rules is written, I think you're technically not allowed to, but I don't fucking care.
Cool. Thank you. Well, that's my action then. Chuck and Celine, you both have a D8 that you can add. I hold on to the belt loops that they have, and I'm like, y'all, it's okay. We're all together. And I give them slight wedgies.
Yeah. Get behind me. Push your shoulders on me so I know where you are. I get nervous.
Yeah.
Jermichael, you too, bud.
Thanks, baby.
Wow, you're so calm.
I mean, yeah, because he's drunk. He's just chilling.
We need to move out of whatever this darkness is. I don't know which way to go, but we'll figure it out on our initiative counts.
Chuck, it's your turn.
We walked out of the water. It sloped up, you said, and there's one exit. Where were we accosted? On the, in between the water and the exit, or through the exit tunnels? If that makes sense.
I was going to say you basically just had gone into the tunnel. You can be right near the mouth.
Okay. So, yeah, I guess what I'm asking is, should I move forward or should I move backward? Is there any, you know, indication, like, based on your mind palace of, like, what seems...
It's tough because, yeah, there's definitely a path forward, but... You know, it's you can't see.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At all.
Okay, so there's nothing that screams to Chuck what to do, which makes sense. So he's like, all right, I'm just going to run forward. Good luck. And then I want to go forward. Okay.
Okay.
Go as many feet until I can see if I can do that.
So it was a 15-foot radius.
Yes.
After 10 feet, you emerge from the darkness.
Okay.
And in front of you, about another 30 feet away, you see what appears to be a creature that has the body of a spider.
Yes, yes, yes.
Also the body of a person.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Sexy. Yes.
Oh, it's sexy.
You're so hot.
I feel like in the Dritz books, they describe these things as explicitly not sexy and mostly fucked up. But every single art, like, I've seen, I'm like, ooh,
like, no,
fake.
They're sexy. They're sexy.
Oh, well, I was talking to Jennifer, so.
They're sexy.
But for those not familiar, this is essentially like a centaur. But imagine a drow with a spider body.
Oh, I'm picturing it.
Google Drider. Tim knows what this is. Would Chuck know what this is?
I spelled
is?
It wrong.
Michael,
yeah, this
can
is
I roll...
exactly what I was thinking of.
Damn. Very can I roll sexy. In either Arcana or History?
Yeah.
Both plus zero. Or Survival or Nature or whatever. I'm just going to roll D20.
Nature would work as well.
I got a two, my friend. Holy fuck, there's a huge spider guy here. Did we say whether, all joking aside, are they hot on top? They got...
Yeah, what are we working with here?
I mean, it's... Sure.
Hell yeah.
Do you want them to be hot? I don't
know. You
whatever.
Know I do.
They're so fucking hot.
It'll make them harder to kill.
There's a half spider, half hot lady up here.
Wait, what?
So I use 10 feet of my movement.
Hmm.
Since it seems like vaguely tunnular, I'm going to use.
What did you tun? Oh, I thought you said tungular.
Tunnular. The
tunnel-like.
I'm going to use the remaining of my 15 feet. And I want, but I'm as I'm moving, I want to be cognizant of making a choke point so that my spell thing around me is active.
Right. Yep.
And I think I did the spell thing before this happened, correct? My spirit guardian? That was...
You did.
So I'm going to take my action and be like, hey, we mean you no harm. We fell down a big slide. And I'm going to do a persuasion check. Like, we are just lost. We mean you no harm. If we need to walk away and not get whatever the fuck is happening here. And that's a 22.
Oh, boy.
I mean, sorry. The DC could be 38. I don't know.
Well, it's contested.
Ooh.
What languages do you speak, Chuck?
I was just about to look that the crap up. Common and Goblin.
Interesting.
I'm a Hobgoblin.
Oh, that makes sense.
It speaks Elvish and Undercommon.
I speak Elvish.
I could see Undercommon being like very similar to Goblin, but also not in the way that it would help.
But I think he gets the general gist between like the body language and, you know, this they are intelligent.
Yeah. And I do have floating angels around me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was definitely not expecting to encounter someone wielding magic.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, and I think when I do it, might as well for funsies, flavor style, cast Thaumaturgy, and it just makes my voice louder. It's like when my 5'8" ass sees a big dude at the mall and I need to get by, I'm like, hey, excuse me real quick. Hey, we know what the bathroom is, or...
It goes, stay where you belong on the surface. And it fires an arrow at your feet, and then it turns and disappears and creates darkness around it as it goes.
Huh.
Well then. Do we think this is going to be a problem?
Does the other darkness dissipate?
It does.
Wow. I guess we should have assumed that there's going to be a variety of beasties and creatures. That thing freaking screamed at us. Did he say it in Elven, or?
He said it in Elven.
Got it. So I don't know.
So Selene understood it then. Oh, he said that we should stay above ground.
Did he say how he missed me? What a piece of shit. And Chuck picks up the arrow and like kind of looks at it.
You just like, keep it.
I'm going to keep it.
It's inky black.
I don't think that he was very happy about us being here.
Mm.
I guess maybe he lives here in this place. Lane's looking around with like a state face and everything.
Well, I mean, I've heard talk of different denizens of the deep, and you know, we hear stories from the mines. Of course, we weren't entirely sure about the knockers, but they exist. Umber hulks and hook horrors and things like that. So that must be another one of those. Ha! Neat.
Wow.
I bet it's super interesting that way. But we don't know back where Screech is if that's the correct way to go.
Well,
that sounds so cool up there, though. But I don't want to get eaten by the spider.
Well, it also said to no. I don't think he wants us to follow him.
Got it.
That might make him angry. So we should probably go back.
You hear Screech yell down to you. Is it safe to come down yet?
Oh.
No.
No.
Yes?
Before you answer, Screech will have to find out next. Oh. It's safe.
Yes.
Come down.
Wow. I had not considered. It's very dumb. Obviously, there's going to be creatures down here in the dark.
Yeah. Yeah. We are under the dark zone. Thank you so much, everyone, for coming out here on Tuesday, March the 21st. We are 9 days away from when we're all be together. Isn't that crazy?
Wild.
Guys, we're going to freaking hang out. It's going to be fun. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We're going to hang out in our house.
I got rid of the beds today that were leaned up and dirty.
Yes. They're gone from that room.
So now Bachman and Michael don't have to deal with cat parkour, and they'll have a little more space to spread out.
Damn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But we stream every single Tuesday here at twitch.tv/geeklyinc. You can put in the weekly giveaway code to win Die Hard Dice. This week it's hashtag dice. We partner with Die Hard Dice with a little affiliate action. You know, you buy some dice, we get a kissy. And you get 15% off your order. That is when you enter dragons with an exclamation mark at the end. I think this person said this is their first time ever watching us.
What?
Congratulations to Hisana751.
What?
Hisana751. Welcome, welcome.
Wow.
See, dreams do come true.
Okay, I feel like this has happened multiple times, though, actually.
That's true.
Where the first time someone comes, they get. So tell all your friends.
To come, yeah.
To come join us.
Yeah.
To come one time at least.
Yeah, you'll probably win.
100% of the time, new people win this time.
Yes.
So I believe it's a $25 gift code, you know?
Nice.
Sweet.
You can get so many. And our Dracona Rita dice are not in stock, by the way.
Sorry.
Sorry. I think the big D20s might be, but they have a lot of other beautiful dice.
Yeah, they have so many beautiful dice.
Yeah, we get double kissies if you get the official Greetings, adventurers ones, and you obviously will want to get those because it has the
cool
tin with our logo on it and shit like that. To really rep and say how fucking cool you are next time you go to your friendly local game store.
Thanks, everybody, for hanging out tonight. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter, we're at GeekLink, we're at D&D Podcast. You can also find us on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. You can find me at Thrifty Nerd and go over to GeeklyCon.com.
Woo!
Please. Buy a ticket because I want to hang out with you this summer.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
100% of people that go to GeeklyCon have a fun time and they like it.
It's so true.
That's basically true.
It's true enough. If you're listening to this, I think it is 100%. And it's fun, you know? A lot of board games. I know we joke about the drinking. You don't have to drink. A lot of people don't drink.
A lot of people don't drink.
Most people don't drink. That's not true.
but a lot of people, but definitely there are people that do not drink. There's it's a, not like every single person.
There's a hefty, but my brain was like, I'm going to lie right now. Because you can just do it. You can just say whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
So I'm celebrating my fifth win in Magic Arena to Platinum. Praise me, praise me. Just kidding. I did get back into Magic the Gathering, Michael. You want to get back in? It's a great time.
I'm so afraid.
I know.
Of that. That's scary.
Well, I had a fuck ton of like the wild cards, so I just went online and made a deck. And luckily, a deck that I would have liked is like the number two meta deck right now. Mid range white mono. It's really fun. Anyways, what am I saying? Go to twitter.com and go to look up Tim Lanning, L A N N I N G. You'll find my Twitter account there. There's a link tree there. And you can click all around. And the most important thing right around now is that Jennifer and I released a very fun, special episode of Tribulation Farce, digging in to a huge topic called dispensationalism. I'll let Jennifer dive into it a little bit more.
Yeah.
But I also want to say that the Greetings Adventurers link tree also has something that people have been asking for, but we weirdly didn't put it super front and forward. But there's a community Discord server for Geekly Inc. And for a variety of reasons, we didn't like make it super easy to find. But if you just go to that link tree for Greetings Adventurers, that's in our bio. You can find the link to join the Discord there or on our Twitch page. It's been there the entire time.
You can follow me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek. And as Tim said, we just released a special episode for Tribulation Farce where I dig into the history of how the hell did we get this idea of the tribulation and the rapture and all this bullshit. It involves a man falling off of a horse. It involves a man imprisoned for forgery. It's fun shit. You should listen to it.
Yeah.
And you don't even need to listen to like the rest of it. You could like just listen to this episode actually.
Yeah.
It's a good like if you were like, I've kind of been wanting to see like what this Tim and Jennifer podcast is like without listening to everything, the most recent episode is a good one.
Yeah. And it kind of digs into like what a huge chunk of evangelical Christians believe how the end times are gonna be and where that comes from and why. Sorry, let me put my objectivity cap aside and say it's extremely, extremely, extremely bad.
Yeah. Don't you want to listen to that?
Mm-hmm. It fucking sucks, gang. I'm sorry. It's we were so close.
Tim deserves crying.
You can find me on Twitter at Nika_Howard or on Instagram at TheNikaHoward. And I also have a link tree from there. You can find OnlyFans or whatever else. So many things.
And you can follow Mike Bachman at The Mike Bachman.
At Piss Toilet. Or at Toilet Crimes on Reddit.
Yeah, hopefully he'll be out. He'll have stopped exploding from the newsroom.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the newsroom. Maybe they're showing the entire first season of the newsroom. And he has to be there.
And they all had to watch.
Oh.
Yeah, watch this.
We
did the news.
Alrighty. Well, gosh, until next week, keep it dicey. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.